that is on Daf Lamed Amud Beis. Correct? Kiyakir. A little bit of a change of pace here, at least at first. Later it goes back to the same old grind. But you'll see. Kilei HaKerem. The kilayim which grow in a kerem, asurim, are forbidden. Milizroa, you're not allowed to plant them. Umil kayem, you're not allowed to keep them growing in your yard, not allowed to sustain them. Asurim, I know they're forbidden to derive benefit from. Kilei Zroim, the kilayim of Zroim, of grain, with one with the other, assuming the zero is not allowed to plant or to sustain, you're allowed to eat them. Because you're certainly allowed to derive benefit from them. Kile begodim, shatnes. You can make them. You can sell them. You can get pleasure from them. The only thing which is forbidden is to wear them. Kile behem, of course, you have some degoyim, otherwise you transgress leaf neighbor, but you're allowed to sell them to degoyim. Kilei behema, a stream same set. If you have a mule whose father is Kilei behema, mutarim legadel, you're allowed to raise kilei behema once they've been mated, ulakayim and sustain them. Ve'enam asurim larbi, not allowed to mate together different types of animals. Even kilei behema, if you have two mules, one whose father was a horse and the mother was a donkey, and the other one whose father was a donkey and the mother was a horse, you're not allowed to mate them with each other, even though now both are mules. Actually, in the English language, there's a different word for one and for the other. I forget. I don't remember which it is. No, one where the father is a horse and the mother a donkey. What? Yeah, there is a different word for that. So you may not allowed to mate them unless they come from the same type mother. Yes. It's in the Bible too. I forget where we had it, but we did have it. Kilei HaKerem Asurim, probably Chulin. I don't know. Kilei HaKerem Asurim, the kilayim of Kerem are forbidden. Ksiv, how do we know that? Because it says Lo Tizra Karmacha Kilayim. It says don't plant your Kerem, your vineyard with kilayim. And I only know from the so many plants. But Kaimi 9, I don't know that even if you sustain Kilayim in your vineyard, that's forbidden as well. Talmulomar, I know it's not just you do a mice plant, but I have to leave them growing. Talmulomar, Vikerem, Velokilayim. It says, Karmacha, Lotizer, it says, Lotizer, Karmacha, Kilayim. So we darsh in that there shouldn't be any kilayim in your kerem, even if you didn't plant it, but rather you shouldn't have kerem in your kerem, you shouldn't have kilayim. Okay, so to the juxtaposition of the word kerem to the word kilayim tells us that even if you didn't plant it yourself, the very presence thereof is a negative thing. So ask more,
who's the cause of it?
Ma means who's it going like? I only see when there's somebody.
You did that?
Yes, I just said that's a pasuk.
You just didn't register with me then.
Hey? Eliel, that's right. Eliel is a rare. Mekai, Minayit, Amlover, Karen, Veloki, Line. Says more mak, Rabbi Akiva. Is this going to look Rabbi Akiva? Akiva, Mer, Mekai, Mor, Velosa, say? Akiva is the one who says if you leave kilayim growing in your field, you transgress a lot. So that would just say that if you leave it, in other words, you see it growing, you don't uproot it, that you transgress a lot. Is that going like Rabbi Akiva only? Says Mara Am Rabbi Yisrael, it's a Divya Koli. Everybody agrees that it's a Osir. Divya Koli, Hakol Modim Shu Osir. Everybody agrees that it's forbidden to leave kilayim in your field growing. Bishaloki and my day maisa, even if it's not, even if you didn't do a maisa in order to get it to grow there, just so you see it growing there, you're not allowed to leave it there. It's just that according to Rabbi Akiva, not only that, but you get malchus on it. According to Rabbani, you don't get malchus on it. You don't get flock for it. Okay? Says the Gemara, Avalimki and my day maisa, but if you did a maisa in order to leave the kilayim there, in other words, you fenced it in, or you nourished it in some way, shape, or form. Vase. So then even according to Rabbani, you get malchus because then it's a lav sheyesh bo ma'isa. It kicks into the parameters of a lav which has a ma'isa attached to it, which of course is enough to give him malchus.
So
it seems like Akiva holds lav sheyesh bo ma'isa, you still get malchus. Yeah, from this Gemara, it's what it says. I don't remember in Makkos whether he says that or not, but that's what it says here. We know Rabbi Yehuda's famous for that shita, not Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda's the one who says Lav Shem of Maisa Lo
Kilayim. Before you discuss what it means that he has to address that he's got Kilayim, how quickly, what the parameters are.
Yeah, we had that previously, a while ago. That it has to, when he becomes aware, he has to do it as soon as possible. And as soon as possible means, you know, if some delay happens inadvertently, it doesn't make a key line. But as soon as, you know, he can get to it immediately after he notices it. Okay?
There's no,
you know, time of an hour or a day. That,
no, I'm not saying that, but general guidelines, at least call him to specify the situation other than the best you can do.
It's right, no. It's kind of subjective. Okay? Says the word, Kildoditani, like that which we learned, Hamachapapi Kilayim Loka. Somebody that turns over dirt on Kilayim, he doesn't really plant it, he just has seeds there, and he turns dirt over it, that is, you get Malkasan. Okay? Minayim, we'll come back to the issue in a few minutes. Minayim, Shu Osir Banoya, how do we know that Kilayim is Osir Banoya? So a couple of possibilities. Nemarkan, it says here, don't let kilayim grow in your keren pentukdash, lest it become kodesh. The Nemar lahalon, it says later on, by Avodah Zarah, pentivakesh bo, there's extra dal in the word, should be that lest you stumble in it. So ma pen, so he makes it a show of a pen. Ma pen amul lahalon, just like the pen which is mentioned by Avodah Zarah, also bat noya, forbids you to write benefit from noah, for that Avodah Zarah. I've Khan, so too, should hear Shinemar Khan, where it's mentioned here, Usaba Noya. It's forbidden to write benefit from.
Benefit, right?
Yes.
What would be a spiritual benefit?
There is no spiritual benefit. Allah only forbids physical benefit, not spiritual benefit. Also, I know. Oneg. Only like Onik Shabbos, right? Okay, Viz the boy Maymar. Somebody wanted to say another drush. Never penti kampetik da pentuk dash. Here it says pentuk dash. Never alone. It says by male prostitutes. Lo ye kodesh b'vnei Yisrael. My kodesh never alone. Just like the kodesh it's mentioned by male prostitutes, also by Norfim. Lo ye kodesh in this expression. Could be, I don't remember. Ma kodesh shenemar lahalon, just like the kodesh mentioned by male prostitutes. Also banor, forbid you to write bad pleasure from them. Havkan, so to your baiklaim, also banor. Now, here the Gemara asks, the Rosh throws a couple of words here. He throws in, v'kodesh also banor, where do we see that male prostitutes also banor? You're allowed to benefit from him, right? You're allowed to buy and sell him stuff. You're just not allowed to have relations with him. So says the Maram Rabbi Chuna, Biyasa Surabana. You're right. What I mean to say is there's a parallel drawn to his Biya. Relations with him are forbidden. Okay? Isabai Nishmina Minado. Let's say those who want to hear from the following statement. The same concept that the Kile Kermel Zosabana. Dam Rabbi Chanina, Ben Rabbi Chanina said, Pentik dash, lest it become kodesh. How do we dash the word pentik dash? Pentukadesh, lest you have the responsibility to go out and burn it. Ksivlo tizro karmachuklaim. It says not to plant your kerem, your vineyard with kilayim. Melamed sheinu chayev atchizor shnei minim mekerem div Rabbi Yosha. Very famous sheet of Rabbi Yosha. It's that kilayim kerem is only if I plant chitos, oran, gefen all together. We had in the first parak. Has to be you plant all together. Two types of grain and one type of one type of grape. Okay? Rabbi Yonasan says, even if you plant one type of grain together with the grapes and the grape in the grape in the vineyard, that already asks the vineyard. Says Rabbi Yonkoin, Rabbi Yoichano, Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yonasan, Ksiv Sodcho Lo Tizra Kilaim. Once it says, then you should not plant your field with kilayim. Leizer dover nemar lo tizer karmacha kilayim. If the kerem is identical, you don't require an extra grain, two grains to one vine. So why is that mentioned separate? It's poshut. Now, is it not? Says the Gemara, lachmir lava filu min echad. is it not to be mentioned in order to tell us that it's so chomer, Kilei Kerem was more stringent, and therefore it's even if you only planted one kind of grain together with your grapevine, that already makes it forbidden. Says the it's a kasha on Rabbi Yonason, who says that that even one type of grain with the grapes are forbidden. So I don't need the second pasuk of Tizer Karmcha Kilayim. So I'm thinking I put the question mark in the wrong place. Let me do that again. I'll die to Rabbi Nisan. No, I think I did get it right. Here's the kasha. I'll die to Rabbi Yonason. According to Rabbi Yonason, it says already, don't plant your field with kilayim. If it's the same identical issue, that it's one min in both cases, so as I mentioned then again, not to plant your kerem with kilayim. It's the same issue you had by sodos. So that's why I'll tell you why. It's going to be macher upon you and tell you this principle. In other words, I might think that in order to have kilei kerem, I have to take a situation of kilei zroim, which has two types of grain mixed with each other, and copy over that prohibition into a vineyard and say that I need two types of grain together my grapevines there to Asra. That it says Latiza Karmachokilaim, that which is an extraneous pasuk, that teaches us that even if you have only one type of grain together with your grapes, according to Rabbi Yonason, that already is the prohibition of kilayim. Okay? Al daita Rabbi Yeshia. Now, according to Rabbi Yeshia, who says that you need two types of grain together with your grapes, sarcha lo tizra kilayim. It says you shouldn't plant your field with kilayim. Leiz adavar lo to nemar lo tizra karmacha kilayim. Why does it say lo tizra karmacha kilayim? The assumption is, what does that mean? Pashup shot is that you're taking kilayim and putting it into your kerem. In other words, you're taking no, what I just said backfires on me. Just ignore what I just said. Scratch that. Yeah, he's asking a more basic question. He's asking, why did the Torah have to give a special parsha of Kilei Kerem? Yeah, just part, make it part of the Tizra Karmacha Kilayim. It's essentially the same prohibition, mixing two grains together. So what difference does it make if the Yisr is to mix two grains together in a regular field, or this is to mix two grains together in a vineyard? The Yisr is to mixing grains together. So if that's the case, why do we need two separate parts? Koidim, Lotizer Sarcha and Lotizer Karmacha. It's the same idea. So the Stipel son asks, maybe we need the second one, the second Pasuk, in order to tell us that it's Osir Bano when it's Kilei Kerem. Because Kilei Kerem is not Osir Bano. So he says, then it wouldn't have been written as a lav, Lotizer Karmacha Kilayim. It would have been written just as a point of information that if you did that, then whatever you grew there was Osir Bano. But we don't need a separate additional lav in order to teach us that it's Osir Bano. Bano is not connected to the love. We can ask for Bano independent of the love. That's why the Gemara is asking, according to the Stipler son, that's why the Gemara is asking, that we don't need the love of Lotizra Karmacha Kilayim. Just tell me the Isra of Lotizra Sarcha Kilayim, because Sod and Karim would be the same thing. And the fact that it's, the fact that it says karmacha losiza karmacha kilayim cannot be explained according to this as necessary in order to teach us that it's osir bano, because just write then it's osir bano. Don't write it as a lav. It says the Gemara. Chavraya min lasroya. Shim hisubo mishum sarcha loke mishum ke karmacha loike. Should they get makas for both? But it depends how they give you asra. Because if you plant it in your field key lime, then they have to give you they have to give you warning of Lotizra Sotcha key lime. If you plant it in the Kerem, then they have to give you warning of Lotizra Karmacha key lime. But you could have written Pentuk Dash, which is in there anyway. The Kerem Pentuk Dash, or something like that. We could have found a more minimalist way of saying it.
What was it though?
Well, I'm not going to be able to make it like this question. No, I know. I'm not. Okay. All right, boom, Berchia. Litin lo shir acheres. Now, here it's a little bit complicated. It's in order to give it another shir. The reason why we have two psukim is in order to say the shir of distance from a vineyard is the shir of distance, which is different than regular plantings. What is that? So here's a typo. The Gura says, Tamon, over there, it's Shisha Tvachim, it's Six Tvachim. No, instead of mean, it's Tamon. Over there, it's Six Tvachim. Bekan, even though it says Bekan, it means Bekan, Arba Amos. The share of distancing is different. By a vineyard, it's four Amos, even though by everything else, it's Six Tvachim. So the extra partial is given to be just a little bit more stringent, and we have to be more meticulous about kilayim in this case. Rabun Barachia said, why they both mention Litalo Shira Cheres. Oh, I just read that, sorry, I just read it. Again, Rabun Barachia, Litalo Shira Cheres, mean Khan. Tamon, I'm sorry. Monica, what are we talking about? This is where it gets messy. We had back in the first parak, a shita. Oh, that's for your algebra. That's okay. I know this. We had back in the first shita. In the first parak, we had a shita which said that you only transgress kilayim when you have a fence. And within that fence, you put two different types of grain. Okay? Because the fence creates a union between them. Kuna Rabbi Yochanan, this fence was six tefachim by six tefachim. Tell you about the perimeter. It doesn't matter how high it is. The height is 10 tefach. And above that, it doesn't matter anymore. Maybe. I mean, it could be you didn't place a real can see, but the point is, it's not considered to be a problem. Meyer sign doesn't play a role. No, I take that back. Meyer sign might play a role, but here it's recording them, it's more severe. It's going to be an issue of Kilayim Mamish here. Rabbi Yochanan holds this Kilayim Mamish. Because they're fenced in into an enclosure of less than 6 by 6 12. Okay, so he holds my, you know, forget about Meyer sign. Talk about flogging. Okay? So, says Mar Monica, what are we talking about? Now the problem is like this: how do we make this work with Rabbi Yeshua Shita? Rabbi Yeshua says you only have kilayim in the kerem if you plant two types of grain in the kerem. How do you get it to be a kerem? I don't know how to describe this question well. How do you get it to be a kerem going through? Well, how do you get to have a fence like this going through a kerem? Let's say these are my trees.
What's wrong with this picture?
You don't have a kerem anymore because this is cut off. So that's what we're talking about here. Monica, Imusha, so garden reef name. If you put made a doorway. What? It's a fence. No. It doesn't matter. Anytime you six step a high fence, that's it. Here's your fence. And therefore,
Okay? And here are your trees. I like drawing in 3D. Okay, you're still missing this fence is on the inside. So we're gonna have five. Okay? So what are you talking about? Monica, Imbish also going to move. If you made a wall within the structure, Batal Karam, there's no more Karam left because you walled up one of the vines of the other four. Imbish also getting Rechul to tell you what we made, instead of making the wall over here, running through, you made a wall on the outer perimeter. Say over here. I'll tell you about over here, this wall. So then the Gemara says, that's different halachas. Zehu mochel. That's Katsa Mochel Akerim, where you have that distance between the two and watch what you have to do there. So, says the Gemara, Elokian Akerim, what do you tell you about? Besod Shahaya, Sharm Soda Tzvua. Well, we're talking about a field which had grain in it. And now we create a cell you left the ball patch in it, Arba Amos, or four Amos. And now it's going to look Rabbi Chanina. I'm sorry. Somebody changed the gear, so I just don't know who this is. Let me go back a line. Elokiana Kayam, we were talking about Besoda Shoya Shamsa. Besoda Shoya Besoda. Do that what you're talking about, Besoda. Besoya Shamsa Tvua, when there was originally a field of grain. We create Lusoch, and you made an opening in it, and here it should be Shisha Tvachim, of six Tvachim. So in that case, because really Rabbi Yochanan says the only time you have the bonding between the seeds is where both of them are surrounded in six tefachim. They're both surrounded in a maximum perimeter of six tefachim. Like this picture before I put in the trees. So how do you reconcile that with the fact that I need to have the surrounding here at the same time allow the trees to combine? So say more, talk about a case like this. Here are the five trees. And around these trees were growing stalks of grain.
And you see over here
these stalks of grain. In order to make Yilayim for Rabbi Yochanan have to be within six tefachim by six tefachim. Yeah, how could that be? They can't be within six tefachim, six tefachim. Because we need to have. Well, need a fence, and that fence will take away from the Karam. Right. So he says here, we're talking about a case where the Gemara says, talk about a case over here. Why don't we just see it inside? It says Yerushalmi. The fence was the standing piles of grain. I don't know if they can describe it to you, but there were some standing piles of grain around the grapevine. What? So these standing piles of grain, they themselves make the perimeter of a fence. And therefore the grains which are in here mix together making line. Because they're standing stalks all around the trees. They make the area bounded off. And so in order that we should consider the two seeds placed into one of the open spaces in this large field, Kilayim, at the same time, it's possible that these grains won't cut off the geffen. They won't cut off the vineyard. Why is that? In other words, why, even though we're using these grains as, so to speak, an enclosure on the kilayim, which is in their midst, at the same time, they don't close off one tree from the other. Why are the trees still considered to be united in the form of a vineyard? So says the Yerushalmi, Va'asya Krabi Chanina. So Chanina, who said, Eina Oser Nasa Mechitza Lahakil. That which causes the Isser cannot be considered to be a wall for Kulos, only for Chumras. In other words, the standing grain is what causes the Isser, right? We said in the last parak, grain is what causes this throughout the grapes, and not vice versa. So this standing grain, although generated the iser, that doesn't make it a non-permeable wall. So it's a wall to the extent that its makif surrounds this roim and allows kilayim to take effect. But it's not a wall vis-a-vis the principle of entry and access being easy all the time. In other words, by entry and access, I mean the trees. The trees are accessible to each other. Am I making myself clear?
So it means it's still a carrot.
Yeah.
So what do this mean?
We needed to have the akufa of those roim in the middle. The presence of akufa created by row amber waves of grain is what causes the seeds in the middle to be connected to fulfill Rabbi Yochanan's requirement that they be chavushim and mukdarim. But the trees are still considered to be accessible to one another because eina oser mechitza lahakel. The oser, the grain which caused the iser, does not become a mechitza for the kula of setting off trees from each other. And therefore, this is a case where you can have kilei akarim, even according to the opinion that kilei soda need to be mukafim, surrounded, in order to comprise kilayim.
It doesn't isolate this tree from the other tree.
Right. It's just a term, lousy term, which I used. Not access. Doesn't isolate is a better word. Okay. What? Separate. Just make the statement. In order to deprive this of the status of a Karen, that would be isolation. Right? Tick that up. Okay. Says Yerushalmi further. That which forbids does not become a mechitza to be matzil, no, which to break up the vineyard. Sorry, meimar oser nasa mechitza lioser. There are those who say, however, that something which does aser, the grain might well be considered a mechitza lakim. All right, be that as it may, says Yerushalmi further. We don't employ that story, we'll just go on. Rabbi Yonasan, who said it's one grain with one grape. See if it says Sorcholo Tizrakilaim. What's it gonna do with the fact that it says you shouldn't plant your field with kilaim? Meaning that there are other types of minim around. Laza Tovar Nemar. Well, I shouldn't say that.
In other words, all the nechasim are shuvin to the tzuvah. Can he go ahead and can it can become liquid? I guess.
Yeah, that is the Gemara's question. I should say that. So it says, "Well, that Rabbi Yisun Ksiv Sadcha Loz the Kilaim, Loz Caesar Kilaim." It says you shouldn't plant your field Kilaim. Lazy Tovan Amai Loz Caesar Karmach Kilaim. Why does it say you shouldn't plant your vineyard with Kilaim? Subsequently, Kiha. The same way, so says more. It's part of the answer. Kihod, it's not repetitious, but rather kihod. Well, it is repetitious, but nonetheless, we regard kihod am Rabbi Hila, like that Rabbi Hila said, "Hey, the atmar, that pasuk which is said, lo amara, don't ask a kasha, lama atamar, why was it said?" Well, it's kind of like we have sometimes in the Bavli, milsa dasio b'kav b'chomer torah b'kasev lo akra.
In other words, I would have known even without Lotizuk Hakilayim that you're not at Lotizuk Hakilayim. We're talking about Kohen Rabbi Yonasan, where you have just like over there, you're supposed to peel plant type A grain with type B grain, so you're supposed to plant type A grape with type B grain. Right, although types don't make a difference, right? So I know that already, asked the Gemara on Rabbi Yonasan. Why would it make any difference? So why does it have to say this whole pasuk of Lotizuk Karmacha Kilayim? So says the Gemara. So says Mar, I mean, this is really a recapitulation. Mara says that you can't ask such a kasha. Okay, that's the way it's like derech bnei adam to write. It's the derech of the Torah to write. Sometimes it even leads to greater verbosity. You can't be medayik, and every time it says a word, that it means something significant. Okay, says the Gemara. Okay, ha'adam Rabbi Zira. Or we can answer the same question as to the extraneous psukim, like that which Rabbi Zira said. Dam Rabbi Zira, ha'adam Rabbi Zira, lotizo karmacha kilayim. Do not plant your karm kilayim. Ikar karmacha kilayim lotizra. The primary.
Someone wants to sell off a thing. How does he do it? He's married to your father. All the good stuff is from the brother of the Shiva to the chief. What does he do?
The space of four amos between the vineyard and the field.
He gives a long explanation of this type of son. I forgot what he says. No, I don't think so. Got it. Lotizuk Karmacha Kilayim is like this. It means, I might have thought otherwise, and not said the word Kilayim. But the kasha on the floor is, right now, why does it say the word Kilayim? Right? We gave one answer. Mekan the Shpreg and the Kazakash. You can't answer the Kash. The Torah writes Lashon Sanayis Kederach Bnei Odom. Now the Torah is given. Now it's giving a different reason. Had it not said Lotizra Karmachalim, had it just not said Lotizra Karmachal. What does that mean, Lotizra Karmachal? It means don't plant seeds in your vineyard. That in of itself would indicate this of Kilayim. But I might have thought that that's only when you're planting from the get-go. Don't plant seeds of grain together with seeds of grapes. But what if later on the grapevine's already grown? Can I then introduce grain into the field? So we know you can't, but where do we learn it out from? That's what he's saying we learn out from here. That you can't plant when it says Lotizuk Karmacha Kilayim, Ikar Karmacha Kilayim. He says the exact opposite. He says that the pasuk is coming. I might have thought otherwise. He's right. I'm stupid. I don't mean it literally. Lotizra karmacha. When it says lotizra karmacha, I might have thought it's only us if there's already a karam. Then you're not allowed to plant on top of that grain. But to throw grain and grape seed together down at once in the beginning, I might have thought it's mutter. That's why I need lotizra karmacha kilayim, extra words that said even ikar karmacha, even when you come to plant to begin with. Don't plant grains and grapes together. Okay, that's what's great to teach us.
No.
That's a good question. I have an answer. I saw that. I think it's from the Yerushalmi, actually, somewhere, or certainly from the Stadler Son. I'm not making this up. But he says, Sodeh is called a Sodeh even if it's not yet planted. An empty field is called a field. Is an empty vineyard called a vineyard? It's called an empty field. So I just said, Lotisra Sarkhakin line, I would have thought, what's Osir? To plant an empty field. I would have known. It's also planted an empty field, Kilayim. But it says, well, Tizor Karmacha, I might have thought an empty field is mutter to plant, because an empty field is not called a Karen. That's what it says. It says, say, Lotizor Karmacha, Kilayim, the extra word Kilayim teaches us that even though it's not yet a shame Karen, because no grapevines are intact in place, nonetheless, it's also to make Kilayim in that spot. Makes sense, right?
He's got 200.
Yes?
Ksuba's 500. He's got
200. No. A karem is only called a karem one. What's a karem? What's a karem? I would have thought that what's a karem? When they're ready to find him in there. That's why I need client. He just played back so I could find him in there. Okay? Even in that case, even when you're just going to plan to begin with, you can't do it that way. Okay, says Gemara. Do we do a blot yet? No? It's a long blot for Yerushalmi standards.
Yeah, we did
one blot? Okay. Omar. Rabbi Yonah from Kaputkaya. Welcome, Rabbi Yonah. Ask Rabbi Yonah a fine question. Tamonat Amar Ainzri Elon Kruim Zroim. By in terms of Kilaim, you don't say that in terms of vineyards.
Right?
Yeah, in terms of vineyards, there's no kilayim between an orange tree and a grape tree, right? A grapevine. There's no kilayim in that case. Right? Tamona tomar, ain elan, ain zira elan kruim zroim. If you have a tree growing in a vineyard, it doesn't make it also. Vagatar mazira elan kruim zroim, but by heksher mine, the old heksher lutuma business. Then, in order to be mukshar l'tuma, even a fruit from a tree has got to get wet. There, we say it's called zera. There, a tree is called zeria. So let's say that it's also called zeria, even in terms of kilayim. And then when it says lotiz of karmachal kilayim, it's referring to trees, not just to grain. Says more, no, it's no comparison. Amalei said, tamo. He said, they're tamo. They call some vishu derech bnei adam lios kruim zloim. Over there, well, Zria should be according to the guy in the guy, according to somebody in the bottom here. There, it's talking about it. There, we say that the pasuk excludes things which people don't normally call Zroim, meaning only thing. Well, pasuk includes only things which call Zroim. No, it's that which is kilayim in a vineyard is that which people normally call a zera. And what do people normally call a zera? Only grain and not trees, not oranges. They're trying to explain why oranges are not are not the same way because they're called the zera. So it says Baramacha, but here Reba, because there's an inclusion of the pasuk, I'll call zera as a rusher. We're not learning out from the word zera per se. That might cause problems. Learning out because Elon is not called Zerah. Learning out from all that excess verbiage in there. Since it says Zerah, Zeruah, Sheri, Zareah, because it says that Heksher Maim, which is the Tzorjan Pasuk, making a fruit suitable to Kabel Tumah, by water coming onto it, applies even to the kinds of vegetables which are enumerated over here. Amar Yochum Shem Rav Shem Bar Yochai. The type of trees. Even trees that are not called zera in other places are called zera vis-a-vis the halacha of Heksher Mayim, not because they are zroim, but because of all the excess verbiage here. Okay. If you have kilayim in your field, little seedlings, and you just spilled dirt over them, you didn't actually put them in the ground, you just spilled dirt over them, loki get makas. There is Brisa which says this explicitly. It says that there's a way you can transgress
80 Surim at once in plowing. And the Gemara discussed that in Malkus, that it goes through, you know, you plow with a shor v'chamor, and the animals are hektesh, and so on and so forth, until it gets all the way up to 8. So it says the Gemara, I don't know where I got it. I just made that up. Until it gets up to all he brings down 8. Shmona Lavin. In other words, the Gemara Maka says that there's a way to be chayv 8 Lavin, just, you know, quote unquote, innocent activity. So there, one of them is that kilayim bekerem. You're chayev on the Isra of Kilayim in a vineyard. Yeah, it says over there that Gemara Makas, that you're plowing and you transgress the Esau. So you want to say, I can possibly transgress the Esau when you're plowing. How do you kick it all the way up there? The only way you can kick it up there is if you include also the prohibition of covering the key line. Because that's what happens when you plow. When you plow, moves the dirt to the sides and it covers the seeds that are on the side of the furrow. So that's what he says. That's what he says here. V'lam asisi, which says in an instant the price of kilayim b'kerem, you have 8 surim which apply to kilayim b'kerem. Eich efshar, how is it possible to be transgressed, as the Gemara says there, kilayim, ha kilayim adei charesha v'lo m'mchap?
Okay, I think that's it's me.
Including key lime, planting key lime. We can't be talking about actual planting, because what are you doing? All you're doing is plowing. So it must be the plowing motion, which is similar to covering, makes you chayev. Since I'll be able to, just like over there, plowing makes you chayev and kilayim, but if you cover the seeds while you're plowing them, so to over here, if you cover the seeds with a shovel as opposed to planting them in the ground, that too is mechayev you kilayim. Okay, is that clear? Any act of covering, even not placing the seeds, even you weren't zorea, you're just mechape, that already makes you chayev because of kilayim. Says more of Ava, Rabbi Yane Mekalis, Rabbi Yane, praise Rabbi Yane for this wonderful svara. And he quoted the pasuk, "He's azolim zav mikis, those who empty their pockets of gold, the gomer, etc. Bnei kel, the children of God. No, azolim zav mikis, bnei, my son, ayolozu meinecha, do not let them leave your eyes." And give a wise man more wisdom and he'll be able to profit by it. Let a sagacious person hear. In other words, your raya is a very good raya. That there we see your chayev for kilayim, even if you're just being choresh. It must be that it's that choresh is chayev because of chofet. Or chofet is chayev because of choresh. Or whatever. They're both chayev because they do, they make a transgressive of kilayim. Amar Rav Shimon Lakish. Rav Shimon Lakish said, Bisar kol ilenki lusaya, after all the praise you just heaped on Rabbi Yochan, Yochan on a patale, I can resolve his issue and reject his premise. How so? Rabbi Akiva, I could say that it's going like Rabbi Akiva, this price, which says you're loke on kilayim akarev. Akiva, a man, mekayim kilayim over below, so I say, if you don't do any mice at all, could Rabbi Akiva get malvin? So maybe that price is going like Rabbi Akiva. So says more, no, boo, boo, boo. Kumamah Rabbi Kiva El Havor, didn't Rabbi Kiva always say it to you in Aveira? Shema Lilkos, there Makos Rabbi Kiva, you 8 sets of lashes. And even Rabbi Akiva holds that it's prohibited to Raisa. doesn't wholly have malchus on it.
Huh?
So there, it can't be going to Rabbi Akiva.
They still can't. You know, even the voice.
That's right. Yesh bo lav, but ain't lo kin olav. That's who we learned. That's right. Okay. Says the Gemara. Vacha. Amraki lavar means you're over Hashem lilkos. We don't get malchus. Vacha lilkos on a kayomen. And here we're dealing with an issue which is possibly going to come to malchus. Vaminato. And furthermore, from this, the Tzina, we learned.
More or less. I mean, if for some reason it's really
well, if you could put the suit on,
let's start off in this case again. I'm going back. Right? Here we learned Shvi's, Eastlog is Shvi's. We said there that one of the other things in the in Marcus which you transgress is the prohibition of Shemitah. If you did this plowing on Shemitah, Isloch Meva Shvitz Rabbi Akiva, there even Rabbi Akiva concedes. You're not chayev alav shebo maisa. So if that's the case, we heard from the fact that it says there you chayev on Harisha indicates that even though it's
So therefore, we want to get around it. So therefore, we make
the Shemitah. Let me rephrase that. You're not chayim in Shemitah because of planting somebody else's stuff, right?
And then, in other words, the tshuva's down here now. It's not up there somewhere. It's not here. Now we can go and take the tshuva. We can actually take the tshuva. We can go set aside a portion of money.
Yeah.
And then we can go ahead and sell the
so I'm not sure I understand what's going on here.
Yeah.
I guess it had to be Zocha, I mean a Hefker first. Was in your Zocha fruit drink Shemitah, so you acquired it.
Oh.
You made a kinyan in it, then you start working with it. So then we give you eight, so that's one of the eight malchus which you give you. We give you malchus in that case, and malchus. One of the eight. This is Kilo Shemitah. So by virtue of the fact that Rabbi Akiva never said that Shemitah I'm confused, obviously. Let's start from Omin Ador again. Omin Ador, and furthermore from this, the thing we learned Shvi'is is Shvi'is. In other words, from this we're going to bring a Raya that we're talking about Harisha.
So then he would not have for her life. But when she dies,
let me go back one more line outside.
So Gamaliel says, if she would die.
Rish Lakish holds that this going to Rabbi Akiva, this Bryce and Marcus, which holds that you stand up.
Brain works better when you stand up.
Only because I had this guy on the phone last night from the other so long. Sorry, not call me. What? He called me. I was on the phone after 12:30. It's a plot to keep me from learning today. That was really a nice guy. I think he really meant it. So it's not, he wasn't sinister in any way, shape, or form. In any event, like this. Reish Lakish said that in the case, so there in Marcus is talking about a case where there are eight lavin, one of which is kilayim. Says Reish Lakish, the reason why kilayim is mentioned is because there it's going like Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva holds mekayim kilayim besod es chayim. you leave kelaim over in your field, you chayev malchus. So Gemara rejected that. Gemara said, first of all, there even Rabbi Akiva holds you don't get malchus for being mekayim kelaim. Well, because he also agrees lav shem u'maisa ain't lokin alav. The only thing he holds you get is a prohibition. That's A. B says, well, let me prove it to you otherwise, it's not going to Rabbi Akiva. Because there it says that you're chayev also because of being choresh and shmita. Now, what are you doing being choresh and shmita? No, you're chayev, it doesn't say you're chayev because of shmita. It can't be talking there. The shmita aspect can't be like Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva never said if you're mekayim at shmita, you're chayev malchus. No, he said mekayim drink kilayim. You're mekayim kilayim, you're chayev malchus. So therefore, when it says that you're chayev in shmita, the only thing you could possibly be referring to is the act of covering during shmita, covering grain, which is then going to grow. So says the Gemara, from this I can deduce that it must be that we're talking about a prohibition with here by kilayim there. In the Gemara Mishnah Makas, which is tantamount to the prohibition which exists by Shvius. And just like Shvius, it's not an issue to leave it there, but rather the only issue we can conceive of is the issue of covering, turning over the dirt. So too over here, by kilayim, this is turning over the dirt. Okay? And now, like Rabbi Yochanan said before. So again, Kluma Rabbi Akiva, Vomin Ador. Also for that which is Shvius, is Shvius, I mentioned Shvius. He's like Meimah Shvius, Rabbi Kiva, can say Shvius is only going to Rabbi Kiva? Can't be. So must be you're talking about where you're covering the grain. But see, covering grain during Shemitah makes you chayim. Says more no. Pasalah, we have a different answer. Shvius, Rabbi Elazar, maybe it's going like Rabbi Elazar. To Rabbi Elazar, am I looking at Harisha b'Shvius? Rabbi Elazar holds, you are local on Harisha b'Shvius. I'm planning Shemitah. Rabbi Yochanan, I ain't with the Chishon B'Shvius. You don't get Malchus when you plow during Shemitah. Matan Rabbi Lezu, what's the logic? Rabbi Lezu says, it's also to plow during Shemitah, be the rice, of course. Because it says, V'shov Torei Shabbos L'Hashem Klau. The land should rest on the God Klau. Sor Cholotis Akarma Cholotis War. What shouldn't you do? You shouldn't plant, and you shouldn't prune, prat. That's the specification. To plant and to prune were included in the Shabbos Ha'aretz. The Lama Yotzu, why are they singled out? Look, you shall aim to draw a parallel to them. The Lama Yotzu, to tell you, Mazera v'zemer, just like planting and pruning, miyuchad are unique, shema voido v'aretz, that they are work in the land, uvi ilon, and in the trees, I've called the bar so to anything to avoid the order to be loved, which is working land the cheese is also drink Shemitah, including a coin type lazar plowing. Ma'avon Rabbi Yochanan, what did Rabbi Yochanan do with the same drasha if he's going to say that you're not chayev? You're not chayev to the prohibition of Shemitah if you plow drink Shemitah. So what does he learn? He says, listen, in this prat, there's shnei dvorim, the two separate pratim. Shnei dvorim yotzim min haklal ein chokin. And the two things which are exceptions to the rule are not things from which we extrapolate similar things. Basically, like we're saying the Bavli, shnei ksuvei aboyin ke'echorei melamdim. If you have two things in the prat, you can't extrapolate anything else from that prat. So, okay? As for Vlesa, Rabbi Lezer, that's good for Vlesa, Rabbi Lezer, not hold of this thing up, and it should be ain't no cloaking that you can't split, can't, when it's too protim, you can't learn anything else, because like Shaykh, we have two people telling you the same thing, you can't learn out of anything from there. Says Yerushalmi, Islay Lachlok ain't a Mukhulokim. He says, you know what? Don't divide them up. So say Zora and Zomar go together. If they go together, they're still not shneksuvim b'ayin ke'echorei melamdim, because they're fused into one. So therefore, I can extrapolate for that. Olulah made melamdim, so we can make a really. It's not a cloud prop, a cloud prop to cloud. It says in other places over there. And although we are talking about a case where there are two pratim mentioned, Zora and Zomar, since they're sufficiently similar, we learn them as one, and we can't extrapolate from that prat, according to our blazer,
to any other prat that Harisha during Shemitah, according to Rabbi Elazar. Yeah, the Harisha during Shemitah is forbidden. And you get Malkus for it. Okay, says Mora, Lace Rabbi Yochum line, does Rabbi Yochum talk all that we can make a prat to cloud out of it? So no, Shani is there. That's if you know why. Shani, Shaklau Basay, the cloud's written as an assay. The Shov Sor Shabbos Lashem. The prat is written below Sase. Lo Tizra and Lo Tizmor. Ain't I same la made a lo sase. It's an interesting principle. I never saw it before in the Bible that I remember. You can't make cloud prat to cloud where the cloud is a positive mitzvah sase, rest, and the prat is a lo sase, don't do this and don't do that. A cloud will prat to cloud after you where everything is a mitzvah sase, or everything is a mitzvah lo sase. Now where one of the components sase and one of the components is a lot. Then we can't make a cloud prat to cloud. Okay? It's interesting. Chiddush says more of again. Ain't I say Melameda lo sasei, but lo sasei Melameda lasei. Says, are we done to Glad yet? How far are we?
We're half block short.
Okay, it's my fault. Okay. I'm only going to do another 5 lines. I'll die to Rabbi. Now here, 5 lines here.
5 lines, I'll catch you.
We're up to here. I'll die to, and I'm going to here. Okay. I'll die to the Rabbi Lezer Nicha. Now here's a typo in the Gemara. It should be I'll die to Rabbi Lezer. According to Rabbi Lezer, it's good. That Mutzer Lachbor Barbaros Sichonimaros, that he can dig on Shemitah. It's an amazing question. You're making Shemitah construction. Build cisterns, dugouts, and things like that. Why? Because Rabbi Lezer learns the Klal Pratu Klal. He says, what's Usher and Shemitah? Of things that you work the land. Right? About Iskarko, like Zimor and Zerah. Al daiti to Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'al Lachbor Boros Vosichonimoros, Kern Rabbi Yochanan, he doesn't learn a cloud of prat to cloud. So all we know, anything with the land is Arsar Shemitah. The Shav Saoritz, the land's gotta have Shabbos. What does it mean, Shabbos for the land? From everything, right? It's an amazing kasha, but it makes sense. If again, if you learn like Rabbi Lezer, it's a cloud of prat to cloud, so then what's also during Shemitah? Whatever's in the prat, what does the prat say? The words, the planting, pruning. If you don't learn a cloud prat to cloud, all you have is Vishav Sor and Shabbos Hashem. What does Shabbos mean? Shabbos can also mean not to do any construction, right? Says the Gemara, Kishem Chain Melamdin, this is part of the kasha. Kishem Chain Melamdin and Isser, Kachlin and Heter Lo Yilmadu. Just like you don't want to use the cloud prat to cloud to make an additional Isser of plowing, so too they can't use the cloud prat to cloud to make a heter to do anything which is not part and parcel of Avodas HaKarka. So says Maram Rabbi Ba Kartignaya, Bar from Kartignaya said, time Rabbi Yochanan, what's logic Rabbi Yochanan? Shei Shonim Tizra. Here's a prat, which is written as a mitzvah say. Shei Shonim Tizra Sarcha Lo B'Shvi'is. Says, 6 years plant your field, which from which we infer not during Shemitah. Sheshanim Tizmor Karmacha, 6 years you should prune your vineyard, Lo B'Shvi'is, not in Shemitah. Now it's true we can infer a lot from this mitzvah sasei, but the way it's written is an assay. Work for 6 years, prune for 6 years, plant for 6 years. So from that we can make a cloud prat to cloud on the level. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan, you can't make a cloud from mitzvah sasei, Shav Saaretz, and a prat from Lo Sasei of Lo Sizra Karmacha, and Lo Sizmor. But we can make a cloud prat to cloud from the cloud which is positive shav soritz and the prat which is positive tizra and tizmor. Okay, because kol los asay shubam mikach asay. Even though from we can derive a los asay from this asay, since it's phrased in asay, asayu says gemara voiver basay. So what? If you what? Right. So every time you plow, you're over an assay during Shemitah. No, it's not allowed. So, but you're over by assay because it's mitzvah assay to avoid plant doing it during Shemitah. Says Rabbi Yirmi, yeah, Omer over by assay. Rabbi Yirmi, I feel I say ain't bo. Rabbi Yirmi says there isn't even an assay. Why the mila kasa ksiv shavsar Shabbos Lashem?
Because what does it mean? V'shav sarat Shabbos Hashem v'yin lo saseh shabo. If you don't refrain for those things which are the laven, then you also get an assay of transgressing the v'shav sarat Shabbos Hashem. But charishas, it's according to Rabbi Yochanan, it fits neither into the laven, nor is there any assay which addresses it specifically, because assays all have to do with also zriah and zemira, because those are the pratim. So therefore, if you plow during Shemitah, you don't transgress neither alive nor assay, not nothing. Have a good night.